Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we have an on-time state budget this year. The House got this knocked out before June 30th. What are some of the details of the final budget plan?
Well, this week we move forward with a final budget. The budget is done. It's on time. It's fiscally responsible. It provides a spending plan for the state that focuses on the core functions of government, and I believe is a good budget proposal for rural Pennsylvania. The $33.99 billion general appropriations bill does not include any new or increased taxes, saves at least $250 million into the state's rainy day fund, and that's something that I think is important. So that the next time there's an economic downturn, we'll have reserves that we can use to balance the budget. It includes record investments in education. That's always a top priority in the budget, and it's certainly important for me to make sure that we're supporting our rural schools. The budget includes an additional $432 million for pre-K to 12 education, and that includes $160 million more for basic education, $50 million more for special education, $10 million more for career and technical education so that we can better prepare students for the jobs of today and tomorrow. Also provides $60 million for school safety and security grants. So a great budget for our rural schools and for public schools across the Commonwealth. It also designates $10.9 million for critical access hospitals, which are predominantly in rural areas, and also makes a historic investment in our agriculture industry. The new budget provides an additional $19.5 million in funding for agriculture programs. This is the first budget in my time here that we've put that much focus into agriculture. And as chair of the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, I can tell you we need more focus on agriculture, our number one industry. And I'm glad that we've been successful in appropriating this historic increase for Pennsylvania agriculture.
What are some of the details of the agriculture package of bills that went through here in June?
Well, our agriculture committee has been working hard on a package of bills. We recently sent a comprehensive package to the governor's desk. There were many components, but the thing that I see as a top priority is the focus on animal health, because everything centers around animal health. That deals with our food supply, and our food supply is number one on our priority list. We dedicated an additional $2 million to the Animal Health Diagnostic Commission, as well as an additional $1 million for livestock and consumer health protection. In addition, the budget also provides $4 million through the Rapid Response Disaster Readiness Account that I sponsored and shepherded through the Agriculture Committee. That was House Bill 1516. And together, these three programs will focus on animal health, responding to any health-related agriculture emergency, all with the focus of protecting our food supply. So the focus on agriculture is something that was done in a bipartisan manner, both House and Senate, and also with the governor. And it shows that we're working hard for Pennsylvania farmers and Pennsylvania agriculture.
And I understand that the Department of Revenue is trying to make people aware of some scams that may be occurring with the property tax rent rebate program. What are some of the details?
Well, the Department of Revenue is warning Pennsylvania seniors and people with disabilities of a scam that's going around dealing with the property tax rent rebate program. The scam consists of an unsolicited telephone call from a person claiming to work for the Department of Revenue. The caller then states that the recipient's application for the rebate program has been approved. The caller then asks if the recipient would like the rebate directly deposited into their bank account, which of course prompts a request for the applicant's banking information. Unfortunately, many seniors and those with disabilities have provided this information. Then the person gets scammed out of money from their banking account. So I want to pass along that the Department of Revenue does not make unsolicited calls requesting banking information. So I don't want anyone to fall for the scam. And if there are any questions, please call one of my district offices and we'll be glad to sort it out for you.
Also, real quick, the 4th of July is coming up and that's a great day for anglers. What's going on?
Well, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission hosts two annual Fish for Free Days, and the second Fish for Free Day is coming up on Thursday, July 4th. So it's an excellent opportunity to get out there and fish in the waters of the Commonwealth.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.